in just a few days, we're all going to be together with our families and our communities, welcoming in and observing what is considered by many to be the holiest day of the year. It's Shabbat Shabboson, and it's a unique time for us to reflect on what the major issues are that we need to correct, to focus on, and to make better for the next year. From the very first time that we initiated this period of time known as Yomim Noraim, days of awe, we started on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and we had certain things that we added into the Shmona Esrei. The first one, we're all familiar with it. Zochreinu l'chayim, melechofetz b'chayim, v'chosveinu b'sefer achayim, l'mancho elokim chayim. Remember us for life, the King who wants life, and write us in the book of life. And the only time we're going to change that is by Ne'ilah, when we're going to say v'chosmeinu and seal us in the book of life. For your sake, the living, the God of life. The Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah makes a comment that gives us something to think about. He says, notice, at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, we say, Zochreinu l'chayim, melech hofetz b'chayim, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chayim. But at the end of Shemona Esrei, right after Modim and right after Va'al Kulam Yisbarach V'Yisramam Shem Chom Akeno Tamidli Olam Va'ed, we say Uchisov L'Chayim Tovim Kol B'nei V'Disecha. And please write for a good life all the children of your covenant, which means us. Why is it that at the beginning of Shemona Esrei we're only asking for life, but at the end of Shemona Esrei we're asking for Chayim Tovim? And the Mishnah Berurah says that at the beginning, you cannot say Zochreinu L'Chayim Tovim. At the beginning, you say Zochreinu L'Chayim. And at the end, you can say Uchasov L'Chayim Tovim Kol B'nei V'Disecha. Why is that? Why don't we ask and say to God right at the beginning, Zochreinu L'Chayim Tovim, V'chosveinu B'Sefer Chayim Tovim? And why at the end do we say Uchasov L'Chaim Tovim? What gives us the right? I mean, there's no question about it. We all want a good life. But let's say we were at least given life, which is what we want. That's the first prerequisite. But why is it that at the end of the davening, we have the right to say and write us for the book of good life? What changed in between? So some will answer, well, you davened in between. Yeah, that sounds good. I davened in between, and because I davened, I have the right to ask for a good life. That's a nice answer. That's pretty good. I'd like to propose that there's something going on in the prayer right before Uchasov L'Chaim Tovim, which is something we can focus on. The modim precedes what comes after it. Modim is what we say right before Chesov L'Chaim Tovim. Now, what do we say in Modim? Do you know that amongst all the prayers that we say on a regular basis, the Tefillah of Modim is one of the most crucial and basic prayers that anyone can utter? Why is that? Because at the end of Modim, towards the end, it says, of course, Modim Anachnu Loch, that you are God and you, and so on and so forth. But what we're thanking you for is Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, on your miracles which are with us every day. Va'al Niflosecha V'tovesecha Shebechol Eis, and on your wonders and your goodness, which is with us all the time, Erev Avoker V'tzaharayim, morning, noon, and night. and your goodness never stops. Now let's think about this for a minute. How many of us are seeing miracles on a regular basis that we're saying in Modim that we're thanking God for all the miracles that he gives us on a regular basis? So one of the things that's going on is that we're not aware of the constant miracles that are around us. Right now, you're looking this way and you're seeing colors. You're seeing someone standing and you're seeing depth. If you look around you, you're going to see people in different color shades of shirts. It's amazing. Your eye is able to discern different colors. You can see things. If you look out a window from your home or from your classroom, and you can see the colors of the leaves. And in autumn, when the colors of the leaves are changing colors, and people spend hours traveling throughout all over the eastern seaboard to see the beautiful colors, what's really giving them the gift of being able to see these colors? Their eyes. How much do we appreciate our eyes? How much do we appreciate when we wake up in the morning and we say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, pokeach ivrim, the one who opens the eyes of the blind. Are we appreciative of the gift of sight? Do we realize that the gift of sight is something that's a great miracle? Do you know how many millions of cells are necessary in order for the eye to be able to focus and see colors, for the eye to be able to take the inverted image and turn it right side up? What a miracle. No wonder you open your eyes in the morning and you say, Mode ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayim, shechazat abin ishmasi b'chemla, that you return my soul with mercy. Because the eyes are a gift of a miracle. You're taking a walk down the street and you're walking and your knee is bending, and when your knee is bending, there's no pain. No pain. You're just walking and it's cushioned inside a sack which has cartilage to enable you to walk and bend your knee without pain. Do you realize that that is an awesomely tremendous nace and gift that each and every one of us has? And therefore, if someone is able to look at Modim and say, listen, God, I thank you for all the gifts you give me, va'al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, and all the miracles that are with us every single day. And let me tell you what some of those miracles are, which we're not aware of. Thank God we live in a time where a lot of us here, well, a lot of you here, have grandparents. Do you know what a gift it is to live at a time when you have grandparents? When I was a child, no one had grandparents. Almost no one had grandparents. They were all killed out. You know what you should be doing every single Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov? You should be calling up your grandparents and wishing them good Shabbos because of the gift that Hashem has given you, that you have these grandparents. It's a gift. It's something that we recognize as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when someone has Hakaras HaTov, when someone has thankfulness for good, as soon as you have the basic principle of Hakaras HaTov, you have the right to ask, Uchesov L'chaim Tovim Kol B'nei V'risecha. Right for a good life. Not just a life, but a good life. Because I appreciate what I've got. The clothing you're wearing, you should know, is better clothing than the majority of the people in the history of the world has ever worn. It's something to be thankful for. It's functional. It's comfortable. It's easily washable. It goes with you and stretches in certain cases. You're able to change. These are gifts. Changes of clothing. You know how many people in the history of the world never had a change of clothing? I want to tell you something. The seat you're sitting on, even though it's a hard bench, I want you to know it's a more comfortable seat than the seat that the majority of the people in the history of the world have ever sat on. It's something to be thankful for. These are simple, daily. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, erev avokav etzayim. These are simple things, but there's more. There's a lot more to this. How many of us appreciate the gift of being able to be in a place where we can learn Torah without someone threatening our lives? How many of us appreciate what it means to be able to go to yeshiva and not have the going to yeshiva something that is against the rule of the government at hand, that's trying to stamp out Judaism, Yiddishkeit, your ability to learn. Do we appreciate what a gift it is to be able to have these things? And that in the history of the world, for thousands of years in Europe, almost 1,500 years in Europe, and throughout the history of the Jewish people since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and even before, studying Torah was hated by the world and forbidden by the world. How many Jews went to their death simply for the study of Torah? We all know the stories of these people. What a gift it is. I get up in the morning, I can pack my bags, go to yeshiva, there's a Rebbe there, and I can learn together with him. Do we realize what a tremendous gift this is? What an awesome gift it is to be able to do this? And we're living in a time where it goes even further, people. It's not just a personal gift. It's not just what you and I possess as our Karas HaTov. You look at Al-Chait, Shechatan Al-Lufanechas, and ask yourself, well, if our Karas HaTov is such a great mitzvah, how come there is no Al-Chait for lack of HaKaras HaTov? Think about it. You have 44 different Al-Chaits. There's not one that says, for the sin of not having HaKaras HaTov. You know why? Because each and every one of them is a demonstration of a lack of HaKaras HaTov. When a person says, Beritzas Raglayim Lahora, because my feet went to do bad, is because I didn't appreciate what my feet are capable of doing. When I say, Be'enayim Ramos, that I sinned because I lifted up my eyes and became haughty, because I didn't realize what my eyes are for. It's all because of a lack of HaKaras HaTov. And this is a theme that goes throughout every single aspect of Yom Kippur. If we would only have appreciation for things we have, we'll be happier, better adjusted, and certainly more observant Jews, because we have a Karas HaTov. And Abose, think about it. Do you know, some students came over to me and said, Rebbe, I want to wish you Gemar Chasima Tova. I'm leaving Motzoi Shabbos to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. You know how many of our ancestors would have given their right arm to be able to step foot in Eretz Yisrael? Tishkach Yemini, they said. If I don't remember Jerusalem, at my right hand, forget. They were willing to give up their right hand. And you know what we could do? We can pick ourselves up and go to Eretz Yisrael and talk about miracles and appreciation of miracles. In the recent past, only a few months ago, over 3,000 rockets fell on Eretz Yisrael. There was, unfortunately, one death. But think about it. 3,000 rockets, one death. Talk about miracles. Talk about appreciation. Talk about thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being part of a people that are able to go through this and be strong and be able to learn and go and live and learn in Eretz Yisrael. What an awesome, awesome gift we have on a regular basis to be able to observe the commandments. And another thing, it's going to come Yom Kippur. And we're going to say Shema Yisrael at the end of Yom Kippur. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And you know what? We're not saying it because someone's holding a gun to our head. We're not saying it because we're threatened to be killed. Al Kiddush Hashem. I want to share with you one short story. After the destruction of the Holocaust, there were some Hasidic groups that made their way to America. Some went to Eretz Yisrael, and a few stayed in Europe. One particular one that stayed in Europe was the Rebbe of Shvorsk. He's known as Rebbe Yitzchokel of Shvorsk. He went to Antwerp, and he got a following of people who survived the Holocaust who would come to him on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And they would spend the Yom Tov with him. And one day, one of the survivors went over to him and he asked him the following question. If you look at Avinu Malkeinu, and you go through the lists of the Avinu Malkeinus, one of them says, Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Leman Harugim, Al Kiddush, Al Shem Kodshecha. Asei Leman Harugim, Al Shem Kodshecha. do for the sake of those who were killed over your holy name. In the next line, it says, Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Leman Tivuchim Al Yichudecha. Do for the sake of those who were slaughtered over your oneness. So he asked the Rebbe, and he said, tell me, aren't these two psukim really the same? Aren't these two Avinu Malkeinus exactly the same? Why is one stating, our Father, our King, do for the sake of those who were killed on your holy name? Do for the sake who were slaughtered over your oneness? Isn't it the same? So Reb David Hoffman quotes this Rebbe, who said that the man gave him the following answer. He said, I'll tell you what this means. When we were in our town and the Nazis came to town, they took 100 men and they lined them up by the river in a line along the riverbank. And then the commander told one of his soldiers to set up a machine gun. And he pointed the machine gun at the whole line. And the commander said, start shooting from right and finish them all off. Kill them all. And these 100 Jews, every single one of them, right before they were going to die, they said what we know people said when their martyrdom was on the line. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Except, said the man, the people on the right only were able to get the words out of their mouth, Shema Yisrael Hashem, before they were killed. The ones on the left, because the machine gun was going that way, had the opportunity to say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the meaning of these two psukim. Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Leman, Harugim Al Shem Kodshecha. The first ones were killed by the name Hashem. Asei Leman Tivuchim, Al Yichudecha, and do for the sake of the slaughtered ones over your oneness, because they got to Echad. Rabosai, each and every one of us can say the whole Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. No one is holding a gun to our heads. No one's going to kill us because we said Shem or we said Echad. What a gift that we live in such a time. What a Hakaras HaTov we need. If we develop a true sense of thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our lives, for our gifts, for our wealth, for our purpose, for our yeshiva, for our rebbes, for our parents, grandparents, for our sight, our feet, for the food that we eat, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it, you know, like a gas tank that's on empty, and all of a sudden you have a gauge which says empty, you have to go fill it up, and you open your mouth and they put the thing in and you eat the food and then it says full and then you roll over. No taste, no nothing. And we have taste and we have everything. Look at all the things we have to be thankful for. If we can develop a sense of Hakaras HaTov over all the gifts we have in our lives, there's no question we're going to have a very good year. We're going to be blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're going to appreciate. We're going to say a bracha before eating. We're going to say a bracha after eating. We're going to say a bracha when we open our eyes. We're going to say a bracha when we walk with our feet. We're going to say Shema with Kavana. We're going to appreciate the Torah that we're given to be able to be learned without someone banging on our heads with a gun. We're going to appreciate our parents, our grandparents. It's endless. It's endless, people. The Hakaras HaTov, it's the basic element of life. And if we can do that, we will be able to have all these things. And that's why we start out with just Kosveinu B'Sefer HaChaim. But when we say Modim, and we thank God for all the miracles that are with us on a daily basis, then we have the right to say, Chesov L'Chaim Tovim Kol B'nei V'Nisecha. God should write for a good life for each and every one of us, each and every one of our families, each and every person that we know, all the Jewish people, together, Chesov L'Chaim Tovim, Kol B'nei V'Nisecha, and then we're guaranteed that Klal Yisrael, and each and every one of us will have, a Gemar Chasima Tova. Oh.
Okay, boys. Shh. I'm going to ask the Rabbeim to please come up here in the front on the stage. And I'm going to ask you boys to come up on this side to my left. And you'll pass down. Everybody should come up this way. And then we'll be able to go down and exit and go to lunch. Rabbi Newman.
Hope
your tefillahs
work out. Your voice
is
okay.
Thank you very much.
Remember us during Tefillah Zaka. We'll do the same.
You're not
going to
chutz them. You know the chutz?
No. The chutz, my chutz says over there, chutz, with the money, chutz mimash etva badin. So I chutz that guy. You ever heard that line? Oh, I chutz them.
I could turn off because I had that in the code.